Does breast enhancement lead to mental reduction? The answer may surprise you. Find out tonight on Bimbo Action News. Good evening and welcome to Bimbo Action News, the world's number one fair and busty news source. I'm your host, Chaos Doll. Still just a totally normal human, and not at all a lizard person disguised as a perky blonde conservative cheerleader. Breaking news tonight, as a new study released by the totally unbiased Department of Fuckdoll Enhancement has revealed that as a girl's boobs get bigger, the expectations placed upon her by society are dramatically reduced, leading to a gradual decline in her usage of her mental faculties. One woman participating in the study, reportedly a freshly enlarged double E cup, totally not named Chaos Doll, reported that men just don't expect anything at all from her anymore. The woman, totally not me, also reported that more men are opening doors for her, staring in appreciation, and even trying to stuff money into her G-string. What fascinating research. So you've heard it here first, ladies. If you're tired of having all those burdens and expectations shoved into your face, just get big boobies, and you'll only ever have to worry about getting one thing shoved into your face. And it's way yummier. Moving on to news from our nation's capital, where panic and tantrums have erupted as the dumpster fire continues to burn brighter and more intensely every day. Something, something peaches. Something, something Ukraine. Something, something shit fuckery. Guys, I told you to stop using so many big words on the teleprompter. Whatever. Some Washington residents have begun to complain as the dumpster fire's increasingly intense orange glow has started to affect their lives in negative ways. But as the smoldering ruins of democracy crumble, perhaps it will serve as a bitter reminder that maybe they shouldn't have played with fucking matches. And now, for an update on the weather, we go live to our meteorologist in the field, Katie Cumbrain.
I have such a good plug in me right now. Are we live?
Good evening, Katie. Wow, your hair looks totally messy. What do you have to tell us about the situation there?
That's right, Chaos. It's blowing harder than a desperate intern at power right now. The storm surge is pounding the coast like it's been blueballing for weeks and just needs release. God, I could totally use a pounding like that, you know? What was I saying again? I forgot. So the storm thingy is being all rough at the coast, and those weather nerds are saying it's gonna get a lot worse here before it gets better. And, like, the Weather Bureau people say it'll probably move, like, up the coast before tomorrow midday, but, like, I don't really know. It's gonna probably leave a lot of devastation in its wake, and I bet it's gonna expect us to make it breakfast, too. What a fucking ungrateful asshole. Oh, my God.
Thank you so much for that report, Katie. Remember to stay wet out there. And just in case of emergency, your tits can totally be used as flotation devices. Moving on to business news, where once again Wall Street has had another outstanding trading day. The bull market has created an upswell in consumer confidence, providing a deep thrust of economic stimulus that is sure to keep all of the sugar babies happy. Investors are seeing amazing growth in silicon and saline futures, with shares of KOK on the rise. Enhanced futures are sure to continue providing beneficial spreads for all investors. Meanwhile, an entirely different subsection of the market has been brought to its knees thanks to the stunning economic prosperity of Daddy Holdings, and panties are once again at an all-time low. Shares of KOK are trading up 8 points, with IQ down 25 and CUM holding steady. We now go to sports with Becky Blowswell for the latest from Sugar Daddy Field.
Hey girl, totally. I've been down here at whatever stadium and the balls just keep flying at my face. All these football players around kind of reminds me of my freshman year of high school, and that's like, so yeah, lots of big huge dudes down here. Did you ever notice how hot football uniforms are? like, whoa, up close, you can just, like, see everything. So yeah, Chaos, you should totally come hang, and we could get double teamed, by the whole football team for, like, interviews and stuff. I mean...
Jesus Christ, that whore's a mess. Wow. Thank you, Becky, for that fabulous report. I hope you show the team a good time. Turning now to a stunning development from the internet, our intrepid reporters have recently discovered that people in online communities take themselves very seriously. With one journalist quoted as saying, "It's almost like these idiots believe the shit is real." Sadly, that journalist was shouted at until she began agreeing with whatever silly shit she was reading online. More from this story as it develops. Finally tonight, we turn to Conspiracy Corner with our guest, world-renowned porn expert, Alex Moans.
Supplements. Goddamn supplements. It's the only way to stop the transgender latex lizard woman from beating her mind. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. The clock is ticking. The space woman latex. I call them the spatex because that makes sense. They all hate me, folks. They all hate me. They hate me. I gotta protect my IP. They want us all to believe it's a globe. It's not a globe. I've seen the ice wall. It made my nipples hard. They want to raid my brain and replace it with a chipset. Wait. I don't have a chipset. I'm a good girl, mistress. What am I saying? They hate my supplements because I know. They know that I know. It's all big pharma trying to raid my brain. My lady brain. Wait, what? No, I'm not a lady. I'm a man. I'm a big, strong man.
Damn you, fluoride. All that respectable slut. Wait, what? Oh my god, I'm so fucking confused right now. All right, so for now, folks, this is gonna be
your Wow. Just, wow. Usually, I only have this much trouble forming words when I'm trying to earn a gift card. But I literally feel dumber now. Wow, where do we find these people? Okay, so that concludes our broadcast for the evening. You have been listening to Bimbo Action News, the world's number one fair and busty news source. Remember, if they don't have fake boobs, then it's probably fake news. Good night and good night.